Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2032, with a release date of Friday, October 7th, 2016, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Team USA wins big in an international direction-finding contest. New York State's getting ready to party. And our top story for this week, special reports on Hurricane Matthew and the Colorado wildfires. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline's report number 2032 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
We open this week's newscast with team coverage and a special report as Amateur Radio responds to Hurricane Matthew's deadly sweep up from the Caribbean, where the death toll surpassed 100 by Thursday, October 6th. We hear from Amateur Radio Newsline's Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, and Bobby Best, WX4ALA. We hear first from Kent Peterson.
This is Whiskey 3, Echo November Kilo for the Hurricane Watchnet. Are there any stations from within the affected area of Hurricane Matthew who wish to check into the net? Come now, please. Over.
The Amateur Radio Hurricane Watchnet is active as Hurricane Matthew moves towards the United States. This large and dangerous hurricane, which has produced sustained winds of 145 miles per hour along with very heavy rains, as it passed the Caribbean nations.
Ham radio is probably on a way to get communications in to the southwestern part of Haiti right now.
That's Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, the coordinator of the Hurricane Watchnet.
The western edge of Haiti got slammed hard. A town called Les Cayes, that's where the eye came close to, with maximum sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. A lot of folks from the southwestern edge of Haiti going all the way up into Cape Haitien were trying to get evacuated to some higher ground because yesterday afternoon, well before the tropical storm force winds was arriving, the sea level was actually rising and started causing the areas to flood. And this is well ahead of the actual storm surge, which is accompanying when the eye normally comes ashore. It gives you an idea of just how bad and how big the storm is. It's really churning up the waters quite a bit.
Graves says they have around 40 net control hams. Some are fully bilingual to help with the Spanish-speaking countries in the Caribbean.
We operate 24/7 until no longer needed. And for right now, we're planning way ahead. We just don't know where it's going to make landfall at, or if it makes landfall at all. But we just know right now it's going to be a threat to somewhere up and down the U.S. East Coast. We've got a lot of good members up with our organization, highly trained, and they do a great job at what they do.
The Hurricane Watchnet operates on 14-235 during daylight hours and on 7268 at night. The net also provides backup communications to various emergency agencies and the Red Cross. This will be a continuing story as damages from Hurricane Matthew are assessed. Amateur Radio Newsline will continue to follow this story. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. And now for the very latest hurricane weather information, here's Newsline's Bobby Best, WX4ALA.
With Hurricane Matthew bearing down on the United States, after driving a path through Haiti, eastern Cuba, and the 700-odd islands in the Bahamas, where multiple deaths have been reported, hundreds of thousands are in shelters, and it's assumed unknown numbers may be in need of rescue. Amateur radio operators in the U.S. are deployed. Florida hams based out of the state EOC in Tallahassee are in direct contact via HF with county EOCs on the primary South Florida Aries frequency of 3940 megahertz, with the North Florida Aries frequency of 3950 and 7.254 megahertz also being used. More locally, in predicted impact regions, hams are manning stations from emergency shelters and hospitals to assist with the evacuation of some coastal hospitals to inland locations, as occurred during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. Florida, along with parts of coastal Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, were placed under states of emergency, along with orders to evacuate issued. Plus, Florida Governor Rick Scott has requested that the White House declare Florida a federal disaster area ahead of Matthew to free up federal funding that will be needed in its wake. As of this recording, Thursday morning, October 6th, Matthew was moving across Nassau, Bahamas. Matthew is predicted to make landfall just north of West Palm Beach, Florida, as a Category 4 hurricane, and then skirt the East Coast, moving northward, where as of this recording, Matthew is predicted to take a east-southeast turn out to sea near the South Carolina-North Carolina border. back on the areas of Española. Radio reports out of this region, especially Haiti and the Dominican Republic, have been slow to come. Media reports slowly started to come out of this region late Thursday. It's unclear as of this recording what assistance from HAMS this region may or may not need in the future. Stay with ARN, particularly on our social media page at AR Newsline on Facebook, where we can update news daily.
As amateurs are being called into action in emergencies elsewhere, we have also received an update from Amateur Radio Newsline's Amanda Alden, K1DDN. She has been among Colorado's Ares radio operators responding to that state's Beulah Hill Fire. She reports that the Beulah Hill Fire started at 2 p.m. on Monday, October 3rd in Pueblo County during a red flag warning which had been issued by the National Weather Service. A red flag warning, more appropriately known as a fire weather warning, is a forecast warning issued by the United States National Weather Service to inform area firefighting and land management agencies that conditions are ideal for wildland fire combustion and rapid spread. All of Beulah Valley, with between 1,000 and 1,500 residents, was evacuated, at which time the American Red Cross called in Colorado Ares to assist with manning their shelters. Ares operators have been assisting from all over the Front Range. The state EOC and Pueblo EOC are being staffed with Ares members, as well as one Red Cross shelter. So far, there have been about 20 amateur radio operators assisting. As of Wednesday, October 5th, the fire had grown to approximately 5,227 acres in 2 days, with 50% containment. 8 structures and 6 outbuildings were lost so far. With a cold front coming into Colorado, Incident Command hoped to begin getting the upper hand in this fire in the next couple of days. As always, our Newsline team will keep listeners informed as this and other situations develop. Thank you, everyone, and stay safe. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the Arlington Amateur Radio Club's W4WVP repeater in Arlington, Virginia, on Tuesday evenings at 7 o'clock. The 18th World Championships of Amateur Radio Direction Finding have just concluded, and Team USA has medaled again. Newsline's Joe Mel, K0OV, has the story.
The Bulgarian Federation of Radio Amateurs was host for this year's ARDF World Championships. Over 400 on-foot transmitter hunting experts from 39 nations converged on a popular resort city on the Black Sea coast between August 29th and September 9th for competitions and cultural events. World Championships take place every even-numbered year, and USA began sending a team in 1998. Our team medaled for the first time in 2006 and has done so every time since. 2016 was no exception, as our team members stood on the medal podium 7 times. Vadim Afonkin, KB1RLI of Newton, Massachusetts, won gold in the 80-meter sprint competitions category for men ages 40 through 49. He also won a bronze medal in the 80-meter classic of the ARDF World Cup, a competition for individuals just prior to the World Championships, and another bronze in the 2-meter classic on the last day. Ruth Bromer, WB4QZG of Raleigh, North Carolina, took third place in her age group during the World Cup sprint, and on the next day, she got another bronze during the fox oaring event. Ruth also shared a team bronze medal with Carla Leach, KC7BLA of Bozeman, Montana, in the 80-meter classic. Ala Mezavea of Rockford, Illinois, took second in her age group during the 2-meter competition of the World Cup. USA's team consisted of 9 men and 6 women, ages 26 through 74. They were selected from the best performers in the 2016 USA Championships in Texas and the 2015 USA Championships in Colorado. Plans are now underway for our 2017 National Championships, which will take place near Cincinnati during August. For more information on ARDF Team USA and the sport of ARDF, plus links to the complete results, point your web browser to www.homingin.com. That's homingin as one word, homingin.com. From Southern California, this is Joe Mel, K0 Oscar Victor for Amateur Radio Newsline.
In New York, hams are urging the rest of the country, if not the world, to start getting into a New York state of mind. Amateur Radio Newsline's Heather MB, KB3TZD, tells us why.
What if New York threw a party and nobody came? Well, that's not likely to happen, but hams in the Empire State are still hoping for a record number of participating amateurs for the New York State CUSO party, which starts on October 15th. Clubs throughout the state are working hard to recruit as many amateurs to get on the air from all 62 counties. Operating modes will be mixed, phone, digital, and CW. Amateurs may work as single operators, multi-operators, mobile, school, rookie, youth, and YL. Any hams outside New York State are encouraged to work as many hams in as many New York counties as possible. The party is, of course, all about being a New York amateur radio operator. So don't miss this party, whether you live in New York or not. For more details, visit nyqp.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
Jamboree on the Air is coming up fast, but that hasn't slowed down the scouts working as K2BSA. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
This week in radio scouting, as we are quickly approaching the weekend of Jamboree on the Air on October 14th through the 16th, we are pleased to report that you'll be hearing K2BSA portable stations in almost every call area. We also hope to hear your call sign on the air supporting scouts in this high-activity event. Here are all of our JOTA activations. Dudley Allen, KD0NMD, will be the control operator for the Portable Zero station at the Mac Jubilee at Eugene Mahoney State Park in Ashland, Nebraska. Andrew Cogswell, W2PSK, will be the control operator for the Portable 2 station at Quail Hill Scout Reservation in Manalapan, New Jersey. Donald Kunst, W3LNE, will be the control operator for the Portable 3 station in Erdman, Pennsylvania. Alonzo Westbrook, KJ4VPE, will be the control operator for the Portable 4 station at the Upper Cumberland District Fall Camperee at Camp Tubb at Charles Parish Scout Reservation in Walling, Tennessee. Thomas Schuessler, N5HYP, will be the control operator for the Portable 5 station at the National Scouting Museum in Irving, Texas. Fred Stieg, KT6K, will be the control operator for the Portable 6 station at Table Mountain and Angeles National Forest in Waitwood, California. Tyler Pierce, KI7EDX, will be the control operator for the Portable 7 station at the Nez Perce Fair Pavilion in Lewiston, Idaho. Edward Evans, WV8ED, will be the control operator for the Portable 8 station in Welch, West Virginia. John Phillips, KA9PGC, will be the control operator for the Portable 9 station at Potato Creek State Park in North Liberty, Indiana. Ray Hollenbeck, KL1IL, will be the control operator for the Portable KL7 station in Wasilla, Alaska. We also received report from our KL6 activation on October 1st on the island of Oahu. Evan Asaki, WH6ECG, reported that they were expecting 200 to 250 scouts, but schedule changes meant the scouts did not rotate through many of the stations at the event, including the radio scouting station. In spite of this, four venture crew members made it over and talked on the air with contacts from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Central New England, and Indiana. Evan said that the station made a significant impression on this venture crew unit, particularly as this group is focused on science, technology, engineering, and math. For more information on K2BSA, JOTA resources, and radio scouting, please visit www.k2bsa.net. For Amateur Radio Newsline and the K2BSA Amateur Radio Association, this is Bill Stearns, NE4RD.
As with just about everything else, amateur radio has its seasons, too. The season for back to school takes on new meaning a little later this month. Let's hear more from Amateur Radio Newsline's Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
It's time to get on the air and support our school ham radio clubs by participating in the biannual School Club Roundup. The on-air activity, which for some is a contest, is 1300 UTC Monday, October 17th, through 2359 UTC on Friday, October 21st. During School Club Roundup, school club stations get on the air to contact as many others as possible. Multipliers are awarded for contacting other schools and clubs, but individuals often make up a majority of the contacts. Bonuses are also awarded for the number of states, provinces, and countries worked during the week. Give the students someone to talk to and make a point to get on the air during this week. Each station counts once per band and mode, and the exchange is simply your call sign, RST, class, school, club, or individual, and state, province, or country. Logs are not required, but they are appreciated and can be submitted online. For more information, go to ARRL.org/school-club-roundup and help our schools make the grade. Suggested frequencies and complete rules are available on the website, too. Reporting for Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio.
In the world of DX, be listening for Yuri, R2DG, who is on the air as S79PA in the Seychelles until October 12th. Send QSL cards to his home call. Knob, JF2MBF, and Ken, JA2FJP, are using the call sign T2J in Tuvalu until October 10th. Find them on 160 through 10 meters CW, single sideband, and RTTY. Send QSL cards via club log OQRS. Stan, LZ1GC, is working from Tomotu as H40GC and will be there until October 17th. Send QSL cards to his home call sign. We end this week's report with an introduction to Toby Vanderwilt, KI7GBB, a newly ticketed amateur in Washington State. At 7 years of age, he has a lifetime of on-air challenges ahead of him. He told Amateur Radio Newsline's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, how he's starting out in his radio career.
The Tri-Cities Amateur Radio Club near Kennewick, Washington, has a new member. His name is Toby Vanderwilt, and his call sign, KI7GBB. At first, this may not seem so newsworthy, but Toby is only 7 years old. His father, Nathan Vanderwilt, AF7TB, is his extra-class mentor who's been licensed for a year. He studied for his license along with his mother, Hannah, KI7GBA, who also became a technician license holder. I recently had a chance to talk to Toby and swap some stories about being licensed at a very young age.
I do use my radios on my bike, but I don't have a battery I can actually put on my bike or an antenna or anything. I like bring one of my handhelds and like clip it onto it or something.
At first it wasn't easy, and with his dad's help, he progressed.
My dad asked me the questions and I had to answer them. Yes, I did take a practice test. I didn't get any of the practice tests right, but some of them I did get really close, I think.
He's been making good use of that license by talking to the people in his life who matter most.
I usually talk to my mom on walks, but I take my handheld on my bike. I sometimes try to talk to my dad, but sometimes it doesn't work. I talk to mom the most, and sometimes I talk to a ham, and his name is Bernard. His call sign is AB7HB, and the first person I talked to was him.
At age 7, with a lifetime of on-air experiences ahead of him, he can rest assured this contact won't be his last. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp. WB9VPG.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amanda Alden, K1DDN, the ARDF World Championships, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Colorado Aries, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, Hurricane WatchNet, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, K2BSA, the National Weather Service, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, the Tri-Cities Amateur Radio Club, Wireless Institute of Australia, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website, located at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016, all rights reserved.